64 in the White Book. Jesus revealed in me. One of my favorites. We welcome all those that have arrived today. We trust the Lord will sweep you into the blessing and make you a blessing. Praise God. Number 64 in the White Book.
Christ the transforming light touches this heart of mine, piercing the darkest night, making his glory shine to reflect his grace, causing the world to see love that will grow to lovers who shall know Jesus Savior.
Sing that song without thinking of the conflict. There's a conflict. Oh, thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine. There were some preachers that didn't like it sung like that because they said, there's nothing good in our nature, that Jesus wants to refine our nature and burn away the bad and leave the good. And I understand that. The Bible says that we're totally depraved. There's nothing good in us. And so when I sing, refine my nature, I expect the Lord to burn it all up. Right? Just cleanse it all out of me. That's how I understand it. But then, so then we started to sing, O thou Spirit divine, fill this temple of mine. Well, that works. And then you can avoid that conflict altogether. And that goes along with our readings. I think we read about our bodies being temples of the Holy Ghost either yesterday or today in our devotionals. And I like that one too. So then I made up one. Why not? I'm a preacher. I can sing anything I want in my church. So I sing, O thou Spirit of grace, all my nature displace. I think that takes care of it all, doesn't it? So let's try the other two. Spirit divine, fill this temple of mine. Spirit of grace, all my nature displace. Did you say? Say thank you. Okay.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit, fill this temple. Spirit of grace, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion, pure. O thou Spirit of grace, O thou, all my nature displays, all my nature displays, till the Jesus be seen in me. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you so. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, take over. Jesus, come in. Jesus, shine forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I didn't realize it, but we're starting off tonight just where we left off this morning. The exceeding great and precious promises in the Bible are the ones that have to do with our partaking of His divine nature. Oh, there's so many wonderful promises in the Word of God. But Peter says the ones that are the most exceedingly precious are the ones that promise that we can be like Jesus, that he can take a poor, lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and make him like Christ. Praise God. That's why Jesus died. That's his ultimate goal, to live out his life in every one of us. And he wants us to realize that. He wants us to press toward that mark for that prize. And claim his promises. Hallelujah. And I trust that you're more like Jesus now than you were when you first got saved. And yet, we know that the work of sanctification, of making us more like Christ, goes on and on. Hallelujah. Every day, as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, make me more like Jesus today. And the Lord will allow things to happen in our life to show us where we need to be more like him. And that's not to discourage us. That's so that we can just turn everything over to him and say, Lord, take my nature, my way, my feelings, and so on. I give them to you, Lord, and replace them with your love and your light. Hallelujah. And your beauty. Praise God. Oh, what a wonderful call. And it's such a blessing to see Jesus in one another. I see him in everyone here at camp that I've gotten to know so far. Something of the love of Christ, his kindness, his goodness. Praise God. Sometimes I look at young people and I admire the way Jesus shines from their life, and I say, Lord, they're young, but you've done something very wonderful for them. I want more of that in my life. There's a gentleness in some. There's a kindness in others. There's a sweetness and a patience and a faith. And you, it doesn't matter. It's not about age. It's about giving yourself to God. And young people can give themselves to God in such a way that God comes in and people recognize it. And older people can serve God for many years. And if they don't yield themselves and they don't claim the promises and they don't seek to be filled with Him, you know, they get stuck. And then they get cranky when they get older. And the cranky Christians, that's sort of a contradiction, isn't it? A cranky Christian. Well, God wants us to be happy Christians in our Father's house. Praise God. We used to sing a song in the Assembly of God Church, and I'm not going to sing it with you tonight, but it was an interesting song, and usually when we sang it, the pastor wanted us to start shaking everybody's hands and hugging each other. And sometimes I'll sing it in Canarsie, maybe at the altar. I love you with the love of the Lord. Anybody ever hear that song? Yes, Sister Aletha. I love you with the love of the Lord. I see in you the glory of our King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. And it just reminded us to look for Jesus in each other. Praise God. I just mentioned this before we go on doing other things. Just recently, we had a funeral in Ridgewood. And I had opportunity to say something. And I was reminded of something that our brother Edwin Walfogel mentioned. He said he often went to Germany and ministered there, sometimes a few times a year. And he said, you know, there was a couple of years when I would go to Germany, and in a certain town, there was a cathedral that was undergoing renovation. And it was covered with scaffolding. Everywhere you looked, there must have been something to set up. Sometimes you go to Manhattan, and before they can do the work on the building, they have to set up all the scaffolding, which is a tremendous job in itself. And he said, you know, I went one year and I saw this building covered with scaffolding, and then I came back maybe months later, still covered. I came back a year later, still covered with the scaffolding. He said it wasn't very attractive, you know, men working on the outside. And he said, but one year he went back to Germany and all the scaffolding was gone. And he said, what they had done to that building was magnificent. Oh, it was beautiful. He had no idea what was going on underneath the scaffolding and what a masterpiece was being worked on and produced. And he said, you know, that's how it is in our lives as Christians. It's so easy to see the scaffolding in one another, our imperfections, our faults, you know, our natures. But, you know, underneath that scaffolding, Jesus is doing something very beautiful in people's lives. And, you know, sometimes we see people and they seek God, they reach out to God, and yet there are things about them we don't like, and we wonder, how can that be? They must be a hypocrite. They must be phony. But that's not true. People have difficult natures at times. And they're maybe making more of an effort to seek God than you are. Maybe they're overcoming better than you are. They have more to overcome. You know, Jesus sees our hearts differently than we see ourselves and we see one another. But you know, there's coming a day when God's going to take down all the scaffolding. The work is going to be done. And we're going to see what Jesus has been doing in each other's lives. And it's going to be a masterpiece in every one of us. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to see that God was working all the time, underneath the surface, in the heart. And one day what's going on in the heart is going to just overflow. And that beauty of Jesus is going to shine so wonderfully. And so we need to learn to love each other with the love of the Lord, and seeing each other the beauty of our King, and help each other, encourage each other. Every one of us has a battle to fight, and God wants every one of us to be victorious in Christ, and we can have faith over one another. Hey, I got enough things to about my life, I'm sure that people see, and But I thank you for your prayers and your patience and your love. Hallelujah. We're all a work under progress. You ever have someone call you a piece of work? Well, it's true. You are. We all are. Hallelujah. But oh, what a piece of work it's going to be when Jesus comes forth. Amen. Let's sing one more song out of this book. I like the song, Jesus is now and ever will be sweeter than all the world to me. Praise God. And that's number 80, sweeter than all. Number 80 in the white book. Praise God. Singing sounds wonderful tonight because it's coming from the heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number 80.
Suddenly they called from the waitresses up there that so-and-so wanted a piece of fruit. Now obviously he wanted it for his diet, whatever. And I had an attitude. I said, wow, I made this great dessert. He wants a piece of fruit. But as I was walking to the cooler to get that apple, the Lord dealt with me, just in that short distance. And it went like this. Well, if Uncle Hans were up there, and he had asked for a piece of fruit, you would have run and given that piece of fruit. And the Lord told me a very important lesson, that I was not working at camp for anyone, but for the Lord. That anything that I did had to be with a pure heart as I was serving the Lord and not man. And that stayed with me. And that's one of those things that happens when we have to, when the scaffolding is there. Camp is the best place to get a renovation.
Yeah, for sure.
Really is. Brother Ken reminded me of St. Patrick's Cathedral. They did the same thing. Spent millions of dollars, and that scaffolding was there, and it looked great as it was. But after they finished and spent, I think it was $40 million, and they brought that marble, that granite, down back to its original white, beautiful white. What a difference. And, oh, that we might see the end product, or at least get a hint of what God wants to do with us. And as we hear at camp, and as we rub shoulders with each other, or as we're in situations, God is working. He's doing a deep work in our hearts, and may we be open to that. May we, and I'm so thankful that I was open to it at that time. I'm so thankful, whatever that was, God dealt with me, and I took it, and may we take it, and the Lord shows us something. May we take it, and allow Him to work in our hearts.
To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, oh, to be like Him.
Brother Paul told me, and I guess this will start taking place on Monday, but these are our camp devotionals, and they're entitled Pilgrims in Progress, the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in the Christian life. And our staff have been reading these each morning and centering their devotions around them, and it all has to do, of course, with the Holy Spirit. And Brother Paul said that he'd like to make these available to anyone that wants them, free of charge. So we're going to put them down in the boathouse, I suppose, on Monday. And if you'd like one, you can go down there and take. Okay, we're not just going to give them out to people and then have people not read them. But if you want one, you're welcome to it. And I think you'll find real blessing. There's wonderful quotes and, of course, scripture references. And you can pray over it. And God can continue what He's doing in your heart here at camp, right back home. One other thing I wanted to say was that I had been talking every once in a while about the life of a man named J.A. Wood. I found this book in the camp library some years ago, and he was a preacher born in 1828, I think. But in 1857, he got filled with the Holy Spirit in April, and I remember that because that's 100 years before I was born. I was born in April 1957, so that's easy to remember. And I read the account of how the Lord came to him and how that infilling transformed his life. He already had a very fruitful ministry, and God was using him wherever he went, and people were getting saved and revivals were breaking out. But still, he saw that he needed a more intimate, more powerful work of the Spirit of God in his life, a closer walk with Jesus. And so he was in meeting one day, and God came upon him suddenly, And for 3 hours, God was just filling him and flowing through him. And his ministry was brought onto a higher level, and he became an even greater blessing than he was before. And he mentioned the different things that resulted in his life from being filled with the Spirit. He, in his book, has 8 things that he specifically mentions. And it talks about a closer relationship with God, a greater love for his word, a greater burden for the lost, and so on. And so what we've been doing on occasion is looking at some of these things and seeing in the Bible scriptures that support these thoughts, and asking the Lord to create a hunger in our hearts to experience Jesus like this. And then we've been seeking him to fill us more greatly and transform our lives. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to, and not this moment, but I copied, or I had the office kindly copy for me, the account of his conversion, that which I read to you the other day. I'd like every one of you to have a copy of that and to read it, and it's very inspiring. And then I also have a copy of what's in your booklet, but just on one page, so that you can tuck it in your Bible, and you can pray over it every once in a while. And I've done that. Since I read that book, I was so impressed with that particular chapter that I typed it out and I put it in my Bible. And one day I'd get down on my knees and I'd say, Lord, a sacred nearness to God, my Savior. Oh, Jesus, just make me to sense that you're near. Make me to know that you're with me. Make it more real to me, Lord. Let your presence be more real to me than it's ever been. And then I'd pray about the sweetness of Jesus. Make Jesus more precious to me, Lord. I want to fall more deeply in love with him. And sometimes I just stayed with one and I spent my prayer time praying about that. And then the Lord would bring verses to my attention as I prayed, and I'd claim them. And so it can be a blessing to you. You can make use of it. And so I want you to have that as well. So we'll get those into your hands somewhere along the way. Some people have joined us tonight, and they are missing most of the study, but it's something you can take up yourself, and God will make it a blessing to you. I wanted to also mention tomorrow morning we take an offering. Once a week, only on Sunday mornings, we take an offering, and the money that we collect is put into a fund for the purpose of helping children come to camp that couldn't afford to do so. And so as you come tomorrow, be prepared. Opportunity will be given for offering, and as the Lord puts it upon your heart, give, and know that it's for a good purpose. Many of our children that are down here in the village have benefited by that, and there are many more that God would like to bring here. Praise God. My wife and I are going to sing a song. She did this to me the other day. I'm doing it to her, and Brother Paul's going to play for us. It's an older song, but it's very precious. And it talks about just giving ourselves fully to Jesus, who has given himself fully to us. Praise God. You want to sing a verse?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
What shall I give thee, Master, thou who didst die for me? Shall I give less of what I possess, or shall I give all to thee? Jesus, my Lord and Savior, thou hast given all for me. Thou didst leave thy home above to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all for me. Not just a part or half of my heart, I will give all to thee.
What shall I give? Small, but it is my all
my Lord and Savior. Thou hast given all for me. Thou didst leave thy home above to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all for me. Not just a part or half of my heart, I will give all to thee.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. What shall I give thee, Master? Giver of gifts divine, I will not hold time, talents, or gold, for everything shall be mine. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, thou hast given all for me. Thou didst leave thy home to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all for me. Not just a part or half of my heart, I will give all to
back, Lord. Help us to surrender. Oh, Jesus, we know that you desire our whole hearts. You desire our whole service. And we pray, oh God, that you would help us to not to be carnally minded, but to be spiritually minded. To think of those things that please you. And we know that you have this help for us, Lord. So we take that help, even tonight. We give ourselves anew to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.